You hit that, what they call that, NOS. You know, have you all seen Fast and the Furious? Because I know y'all are holy. I know you're holy. But, you know, it's okay to go to the movies. They hit a button and it just gives it a shot of nitrous oxide.
Yes.
And all of a sudden it just shoots that little vehicle like,
amen,
real fast, like with fire. Not just fire, but if you really look it, I can get real prophetic on this.
Amen.
Sometimes it takes the blue flame of God to go through your system that is the hottest flame that burns the purest because the purest oxygen is in it.
Amen.
So when you see the blue flame, you know that it's pure. Y'all need to leave me alone. All right. I welcome you guys. I didn't really get a chance to embrace you, but thanks for coming. Thanks for coming. Everybody else in here is family. Some that we're trying to get out of the family. Some we're trying to get rid of some people in here. We just have a tendency to be happy. Happy.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I find it very interesting that before anybody got here today, I added some stuff on our website. Go ahead and minimize this, Michael. And you're not recording me, right? Not yet? Just go ahead and pause. That's okay. Not just stop. Oh, but this prayer line, Mom, we're going to whoop them. Y'all need to go to our website. Go to our website. Why? Because it has our calendar of events. Can tell you what's going on. You have our sermons. Have you noticed I don't offer CD sermons back there? I don't want to sell them because I believe that if you just go on our website, you can download the podcast for free. You can get the message for free. I just think that you should be able to just do that for free. I don't want to be doing CDs. It costs me money to do CDs. That's free. And it's free for you. Oh, that was good. That was good. I like free too. I really like free. But anyways, go to the website if you have the ability, not just because of the donations, but going back to this, we've had people that hadn't come were donating to the fund, but they've never come to the church. They just said, we believe in what you're doing for your building fund. Click, 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 click. So before we even had our barbecue, we had to raise over $1,500. I was like, oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. So then when we had the barbecue, I explained to the pastors this morning, I didn't get the response I wanted, so I was already, I was Judas. I was Judas. I was going to turn him in. I was. Anyhow, but I said, you know, I had people lined up to help, but it looked like we had fiesta. Didn't it look like we had fiesta out there? I turned around that corner. I said, Lord Jesus, where are these people from? He says, well, you look, that's your family. I said, oh, wow, that is. Look, there was a sea of red shirts. And then I have never seen so many kids in one little area having such a good time. Now, if y'all have pictures of that event, please email them to me. I want to put them on our website. That little play area, did you see how many kids were out there? And a moon bounce. And then if y'all weren't there for the baptism, y'all missed out. 44 baptisms. Holy Ghost fire hit. Powerful, powerful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, okay, swing set, debt free. Debt free. Hallelujah. We're going to, I met up with the guy that does those big old long shades things that go up, canopy type thing. Beautiful, you know, I saw the price, said, oh, Lord Jesus, we need to have another fiesta event. But I told him, I said, look, if it's too costly, wisdom tells me to wait because that's permanent. And I may not be here, I don't want to be here. So he says, you know what, that tells me that you're being watchful for the finances. Saying all this to tell you that we're going to get picnic tables to go out there with umbrellas for the kids and the teachers, and so we can have a little barbecue pit for hot dogs or whatever for the kids. When you guys would do that out there, didn't they have fun? Oh, the beef fajitas. Are y'all hungry? Oh, y'all need to stop all that, see? Whew. Anyhow, we had a wonderful time, wonderful time. So we're going to continue putting the finances that come in back to the children's ministry, okay? That's what we need to do. I don't know what we're going to do with the building. I mean, we still need another $5,000. I'm not doing that to twist your arm. I'm just telling you. Wisdom tells me seek God for what we're to do. October of this year is the end of our lease in this building. Now, I've already contacted the leasing agent to see if there's another spot we can use for the kids. But now I look on Sundays in here, we're full. So I was like, okay, well, no, Jeff, we're not going to multiple services. But I want to get us to another place. Have you guys, I know I don't want to keep you guys too long. I know you guys have been testing for the star and all that. So I don't want to keep you guys too long. I have a message I'm going to share with you, but it'll become a series that I'll continue. I'm not going to try to rush something, okay? On Wednesdays and Sundays, when you come to the church, come with pen and paper and your Bible. And who has a phone on them right now? Can I see your phone real quick? It don't matter. Ay, mija. The Lord bless it. It's all. And if you have your digital devices, I understand they're very convenient. But make sure that you have it on silent or vibrate, okay? What I want you to understand, I'm going to point something out. How many of you have the Bible app on your phones? How many of you get your emails on the same phone? How many of you get your texts on the same phone? Oh. So when we're reading our Bible, does something come across your screen that you got something on your Facebook, you got something on your email, you got some? Oh, the Shankala came out. I put it back on. Here's what I want to show you. The enemy has a tendency to stop us from our growth. Some things that are made for convenience sometimes can be a distraction. I'm going to stay right here on this for a second. There is more deaths on the road because of distraction. When you receive a text, do you yourself feel like, I got to hurry up and get back to them because they're going to get mad if I don't text right back? No? You don't? No? Huh. Because y'all are good. Y'all halos are shining real bright right now. Because the reality what you do is, okay. Or if you use Siri or what all these other ones that you can just talk to the phone, whatever, it's still a distraction. There's more deaths on the road now because of convenience. Convenience. Haven't you seen people get a little agitated more now than years past? Haven't you not seen children, the next generation, suffer more now because they can't sit still? Yes. I'm talking to you parents in here. You better pick them up. I'm going to step all over them. Here's what happens. We're a generation that we need to be updated with everything, correct? We just want to stay up to date. We want to know what's going on. It's all fine and dandy. We as adults, well, we got that thing to our hip. Bzz. Bzz. You quick to check it real quick. Now let's look beyond ourselves and let's look at our children. Our children are so distracted with technology now that they can't sit in the classrooms because their mind has already been trained to be overstimulated. This is going to caveat into my message. Because things are so quick to distract you, but you're not quick enough to realize that's the distraction. You'll give heed to the distraction as opposed to what you're supposed to be learning. Mm-hmm. So what happens when you have a child that doesn't know how to sit still? Because in their mind, looking at a blackboard as opposed to looking to a 3D rendering on their electronic device, what you're teaching me is not as visually effective as what I have in my hand. You understand? You wonder why these kids get so agitated so fast? Like they're taking 6 shots of espresso or those monster drinks, because they're so quick and easily distracted. We adults are the same way. I'm just as bad. I'm stepping on my own feet. I'm just as bad. My wife would tell you, some of my ministers know, don't call Inez, call Pastor, because his phone is on his hip. It's because I pray for y'all. That's why. Okay. All right, Michael, go to the next one. I'm going to my message. I'm getting there. Kathy Walters, this Friday and Saturday, 5th and 6th, $30 for both sessions. They'll register here on site, or you can go to their website and pay by credit card. But if you come here, they're going to take cash and check and credit card here. Okay? Men that are coming here, be ready. Be ready. And as I said all along, stay ready, because we need to be instant in season and out of season quickly to help assist through whatever she needs, okay? It's a supernatural flow. It shouldn't be anything different than here. Really shouldn't. It really shouldn't. Next one, sir. Semper Fi. Semper Fi. Siempre fe. Always faithful. Men's fellowship is the 13th as opposed to the first Saturday because of Kathy Walters. We'll be at El Chaparral at 8:30 in the morning, enjoying the glory of, anyways, we're going to have a good time in the Word. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Next one. Let's go to Exodus 13, please. Exodus 13. Go to verse 17. Exodus 13 and verse 17. Go ahead and turn on the front lights, Mom, when you get a chance. Are you there? Are you there? Are you there? Okay, get your digital devices out. Come on. I want you to read for me, sir. Hold on. Exodus 13. We're going to start at verse 17 through 22. God is leading us to total victory.
Amen.
All right, Daniel, if you have it, will you begin reading, please?
Yes. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see the war and they return to Egypt.
Stop right there. Do you guys see that? Do you understand it? Let me make it simple. I say this so I can just open up the scripture for you. We have to unpack the scripture so you can see it in a way that is applicable to us today. Okay? Now, it says, and it came about when Pharaoh had let the people go. Those people are the Israelites, the church. Okay? They were the slaves to Pharaoh in that day. There were a whole bunch of people that were slaves to Pharaoh. This is what he's saying. That God did not lead them by the way of the land of the Philistines, even though it was near. Did you read that? What that is saying is, you are going to be let go from your Pharaoh, out of your slavery, and where I'm going to take you is across the street over here. But if I take you across the street, you're going to encounter the Philistines. Just because you get set free of some things doesn't mean that you're ready to go and fight. And your way is not always Yahweh's way. Because God has a way of making you go the long way around.
That's right.
Haven't you ever felt like a lot of things in the long? I can see my Starbucks across the street. And right next to my Starbucks is Mama Margie's. I can see it. That is my promised land. It flows with bean and cheese and a latte. I'm not going that way. He makes them go a different way. Haven't you felt like God led you the wrong way? Haven't you? Inside, what? Oh, Lord Jesus, help me. Haven't you felt like I took my position and now I lose my job? But it seems like everybody else that took my position lost their job too.
That's real.
Is it? They're like, no, Pastor said he wants me to be an armor bearer. I ain't going near Pastor being an armor bearer. Everybody losing their job. Wait a minute. But it's God's way. You didn't get your latte or your bean and cheese, but it's God's way. Watch this. Oh, Jesus. For some of y'all, I understand. Oh, Lord. You can see where you're supposed to go, but God takes you the
other way.
But what we do, we're so used to the quick way. And when the quick way don't come, we throw our little tantrums. Are you for real, God, or are you not for real? I confess your name. I repent. I barbecue for this fundraiser. I'm out there all day getting sunburned. I get into that cold water and get baptized, come out sick the next day. Huh. Oh, that ain't happening to you? Oh, that's just me? Okay. Sometimes I tell on myself real quick for a reason. Because when you go through for his purpose. The Israelites just got set free from Pharaoh. They just saw a miracle getting done, much less all the other miracles that were performed for Pharaoh to let them go. But the only way they knew they were really free, it wasn't when they came out of the walls of Egypt. It was when they got all the way out in the wilderness. That's when they knew they were free, but they didn't know where they were going. They could see. Now, I get silly for a reason, because when I sat in Bible studies for a long time, I didn't know what was what land is what Hittites, Vittites, and Ites are there. I just knew I needed to go there, and there was people standing in the way. Right? God knew that if he took them through the way of the Philistines, their mindset, they weren't ready for war. And they would get fearful. Continue reading, sir.
But God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea.
Okay, who led them?
God.
By the what? The way of the what?
Wilderness.
Oh. Will God lead you into a wilderness experience? Let's fast forward into the New Testament. Jesus comes out of the baptism behind the house of manna, and he comes out and he's led into the wilderness. Well, that's how my Bible reads. He came out and was led directly into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit. God will lead you through your wilderness experiences for his purpose, for his purpose. There's a bigger purpose. But what we don't know is that God is about to bring to you your greatest victory over your past, over a mindset and a way of living. Somebody shouldn't have brought this pastor in today, because this pastor is just having fun. What's your name? Continue reading on, sir.
And the children of Israel went up, harnessed out of the land of Egypt. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him. For he had straitly sworn the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones away hence with you. And they took their journey from Succoth and encamped in Etham, in the edge of the wilderness.
Has God ever taken you to the edge of something? Let's read this here correctly in our vernacular today. Have you ever felt like you are at the edge of losing your mind? Take you to the edge of a place that you really didn't want to go, much less want to even camp there? Oh. He'll take you right to the edge of your breakdown. Maybe y'all's halos are too bright for me right now. Mine is crooked to one side, a little tarnished. It needs to be shined up. It needs a little bit of spit shine on it, because when I get close to my verge of my breakdown, not my breakthrough, but my breakdown, I'm also at the verge of my breakthrough. But at my breakdown point, I have a tendency to deuces, God, because I can't take this no more. I'm out of here because this is too hard. But you just got loose from being a slave. But I'm on my wilderness now, and I don't see any Motel 6. I don't see a Four Season hotel, much less I don't see no condo with my name on it. You said that this land was going to be better for me. You said that I was going to eat of the land that was flowing with milk and honey. But right now I'm out here and this don't look like nothing here. At least when I was back in my slavery, I could eat. Oh. What do we have a tendency to do? Have y'all ever been on a fast before? It just so happens when you get called to a fast that everybody shows up at the office with the hot, hot donuts. Or they happen to just bring you tacos for free from someone that never buys you anything. Yes. Much less they don't even tell you hello. Yes. The Lord told me to give this to you today. That was not the Lord. Why would God call you on a fast? And the Lord told me. What Lord are you talking about? The Lord of the flies or the Lord of God? Huh? Because you get tempted. You were driven into the wilderness. Oh, this happened to y'all. I can tell it's happened. Right? So on the verge of my breakdown, I want to quit God. Not y'all, because halos are bright. I want to quit God because it's so hard and you want to throw in the towel. I'm through with church. I'm through with you. Being God long enough, bought the t-shirt over and over, didn't we? Mind that when you go to the store, just, I'm here again. I quit God again. Just. You know when you go get souvenirs, you usually buy someone a shot glass. This time you go in there, I quit God. They just, here, just take the shot glass. Forget the shirt. Just take it, man. Just take it. And then they give you that one in case of emergency, break bottle. You know that one. You break the seal open, you're good to go. My halo is twisted. Y'all's is perfect. But I'm telling you, on the verge of your breakdown, you're on your verge of your breakthrough. You just can't see it. Because you're so used to seeing things the old way. And when it don't come the way you want it, when it don't come the way you want it, when it don't come at your timing, set your alarm clock, set your iPhone, your iPad, and on your iHome, set the eyes all over the place, because all you're going to do is, ay, Dios mío. He ain't coming through the way you want him to. You can try everything. You can try the... No breakthrough? Damn. You can try the, I'm going to shout today in church. Get my breakthrough. You leave so hoarse, your voice, your vocal cords are strained. You still ain't got no breakthrough. Because he ain't coming through the way you think he is. But the bigger picture in his plan is about to be revealed. Continue reading, sir.
And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night.
Wow.
He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people.
That's beautiful. God knows how to lead you, right? He knows how to take you. He knows how to lead you with that fire at night. And he knows how to lead you with the cloud during the day. God's got everything under control. I still don't know why I didn't get to Mama Margie's just yet. But I'm going to trust you, I guess. I got... What can I do? Haven't you ever felt like that? You got led somewhere where you got nothing else to do but to trust God? You know that Christian vernacular that they say, you've got to have faith. And you've got to trust God, not with your eyes, but with your spirit. What does that mean? What does that mean? That don't change my circumstance. That don't change my outcome. He is the one that's in control.
Amen.
So now watch this. This is so good. You get now used to following after God, where before you weren't following God. So now you start following God. You know, when you first get saved, you know, you feel the Holy Spirit so strong. Ooh. Okay, that's God. That's God. Okay. So as you grow in God, you're looking for the... Oh. But then you don't feel it. What happened? Did God leave you? No, he's just teaching you another way. That's all. But when we're so focused on the old way, we can't embrace the new. Continue reading, sir. Continue reading. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Continue on 14. Go to the next slide, Michael.
The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. But lift up thy rod and stretch out thy hand over the sea.
Where are you at? Hold on now. Go to 14 verse 1.
I'm sorry.
I'm good. I tell you, you want to skip steps. Go back to 14:1.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel that they turn and encamp before
Pehoroth,
between Migdol and the sea, over against
Belzaphon,
before it shall encamp by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land, the wilderness hath shut them in.
Stop right there. This is God speaking to who? Follow me. Moses. God is speaking to Moses right here. This is a very powerful verse right here. Verse 3. Let's read it so you understand. For Pharaoh will say of the sons of Israel, this is what God is telling Moses. This is what Pharaoh is going to say. They are wandering aimlessly in the land. The wilderness has shut them in. Haven't you ever felt like the enemy knows more about you than you know about yourself? And he thinks he's got you. Continue reading.
And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that he shall follow after them. And I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord.
Now watch this in verse 4. That God himself was going to harden the heart of Pharaoh. This conversation is taking place between God and Moses. You following me now? Not God, Moses, and Israel. God and Moses. He's telling him what's about to take place. Watch this. Oh, this is so good. Verse 5.
And it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled. And the heart of Pharaoh and his servants was turned against the people. And they said, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us?
Watch this. Verse 5 is talking about now Pharaoh has now, here's the hardening of the heart. Here it is. God's doing it now. Now he's saying, what have we done? We let all of our slaves go. Now we got to do the work. Right? I mean, I've got all these people that want to help me right now. My Israelites are here. I have them working. They're slaves. They work for me, do what they want. They're building me a beautiful kingdom. And I let them go. But I got to do the work. Okay, so now you're seeing how the hardening of heart is taking place. Here we go.
And he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt and the captains over every one of them.
Okay, hold on. Look, right, verse 7, y'all there, right? We're all there? Okay. Here's how it reads in my version. He took 600 of the Cadillac Escalade chariots. Y'all don't read that way? It's okay. It's just my Bible. Watch. It's okay. And all the other beat up hoopties, no paint matching, one wheel bigger than the other with spinners on it. You right? They weren't the real spinners. They were the hubcaps that spin. Y'all follow me? He didn't just send his best. He also sent the broke ones too. Y'all reading that right? The Israelites, can you imagine them? Watch this. Continue reading.
And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with a high hand.
Oh, wait a minute. Verse 8, it says right here in the latter part of verse 8, that the sons of Israel, as the sons of Israel were going out, what? Boldly. Huh. Boldly. I just got set free from this Pharaoh. I seen God bring frogs, and we had frog legs. I seen God bring locusts, and we ate good because we ate the locusts. I seen God bring so many things happening to the Egyptians. Pharaoh had to let us go. So we're crossing, and we're moving on into the wilderness. I got God on my side. Look at that cloud. Look at here. I'm going to follow the cloud. Watch at night. I'm going to follow the fire. Now they're walking out knowing they're walking with God. They got that. What's up? They knew for a fact they got victory. Someone say something to me. Say something to me. They had that Madea look. You know how Madea does it. Say something. Bold. Because they didn't know they were being pursued yet. It's funny how you can be bold when ain't nobody coming against you. It's funny how you can be bold when you ain't got nobody attacking you just yet. You can be real bold and confess Jesus says that I am the high priest of my home and you ain't married. It's just you anyhow. That's a good one. Thank you, Jesus. It's funny how you can be bold. There ain't nobody there to come against you. You can be real bold. Real bold. Puff up that. The only one you're looking at is your shadow. You can be real bold because you can whoop your own shadow. Well, for some of y'all. But go on, sir.
But the Egyptians pursued after them. All the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them encamping by the seaside beside
Pehoroth
before Baal-Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were sore afraid.
What?
Sore afraid.
So afraid.
And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord.
Oh, now you want to cry. But first you're walking out bold. You see what I mean? You know how you got some people that... They barking and barking and barking and barking. You know how the chihuahuas are. They bark, 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 bark. You walk up to the chihuahuas. Well, it's kind of like the Israelites were. They were bold. They were, I'm good. I got this. I could take on anybody. And then they just happened to look behind them and see all those chariots. And I think what really scared them was the West Side Hoopties, because I think they went first. When they saw those hoopties, they said, I know that brother right there. I used to serve him. And that one right there, he don't just bring out a blade. He brings out a club, a blade, and he also brings out a nine. See, they knew these people because they used to serve them. How many of you know that when you serve the enemy, he knows everything about you? So when you come into the kingdom of God, you don't think he knows everything about you? Just like you know everything about him because you used to do it. What y'all laughing at? Because y'all know, right? Because you weren't always saved. You weren't. And he knows how to use that to come back at you to enslave you. He knows everything about you, but yet you know everything about him as well. The way you knew him in proximity when you were serving him. So when they turned around, they saw who they used to serve. Today is your day that you choose who you serve. Amen. Do you choose your past, or do you choose your future that is made bright in him? Amen. And I'm going to stop there. Y'all are like, no. Oh, yeah. Amen. What I want you to understand is God has a plan of redemption in place for you. The Israelites only knew one way of living. That's all they knew. So yes, when they got loose, they were all happy, dancing, shouting, all this and that. They even started singing a song. You remember that song that we sometimes we teach the kids, the Moses song? They start singing, they're having a good time, but then they turn around like, uh-oh, we in trouble. Okay, let me just go on. I'm gonna just share one thing. Okay, this is funny. This is funny. Oh God, should I do it now? Wait. Get my stick. Get my staff. I'll take you right to that point, and I'll leave you on a cliffhanger. Okay? we gotta wait. Watch this. Watch. We just saw that Pharaoh sent all of his chariots. And the guards over, and the hoopties, and the guards over them, right? What did Moses have? Army, stick. Haven't you ever felt like your enemy is outgunning you? Stronger than you? has more artillery than you. You've got a 9mm, but you got no bullets. You know what I'm talking about. Let's just kind of make it real for you. Don't you ever feel like you're up against something, but the only thing that you have is what's in your hand? And they got swords. You gave me a stick. I'll paraphrase the rest of the story. He says, you want me to do what? Lead the people out. That's your job. Watch. Oh, this is so good. Watch this. I think, yes. Where is it? Go to verse 19 in your Bible real quick. Now remember, they're right. They see the enemy's coming, right? See the enemy's coming. Now they're scared. Verse 19 says, and the angel of God who had been going before the camp of Israel, what does it say? Moved and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud moved from before them and stood behind them. Haven't you ever felt like God left you, abandoned, and you're looking and looking and looking? Because up until this point, the cloud was never behind you. The fire was never behind you. But all of a sudden now it goes behind you. It's like, God, did God abandon me? Did he leave me out here to die? Am I going to get my breakthrough, or am I not? Or am I just going to have a breakdown? Now I went behind. Oh, watch this. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So it came between the camp of Egypt and the camp of Israel, and there was the cloud along with the darkness, yet it gave light at night. Thus, the one did not come near the other all night. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord swept the sea back by the strong east wind all night and turned the sea into dry land, so the waters were divided. Isn't that beautiful? Right? He now has a way of making things right for you. But what I want you to do now is I want you to backtrack. Watch this. Watch. The same thing, that the only thing he had in his hand is the thing that got him out, right? Well, here's what I want to show you. Go back now to verse 12. Are you at verse 12? It is not that the word that we spoke to you in Egypt, saying, leave us alone that we may serve the Egyptians. Let's go back to our old ways. For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness. Many of the Christians today are dying in the wilderness because they don't want to continue on. And they want to give up right at the breaking point where they're about to break out. All right? Watch what Moses says in verse 13. But Moses said to the people, do not fear. Because there's a lot of people, so he has to shout. He says it. He don't have a microphone like me. Do not fear. People in the background, what'd you say? Do not fear. Got it? Okay. Stand by and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians who you have seen today, you will never see them again forever. Verse 14. Oh, isn't that beautiful? Isn't it beautiful? Watch this. For the Lord said to Moses, read. Read again. Verse 15.
And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me?
What does it say right there?
Wherefore criest thou unto me?
Why are you crying to me? That's God speaking. Why are you crying to me? Has God ever told you that? Has he ever told you? Why are you crying out to me? That's kind of funny. Oh, not funny? Oh, some of y'all have been there, right? Oh, some of y'all are there. God is saying, why are you crying out to me? Why? I'm the one that's doing this from the beginning. This had nothing to do about you. It had to do about me. Remember what he said. Today, I will be glorified to these Egyptians. Wasn't about you. Never was about you. It was about him being glorified. Oh, God was ruthless back then. Still is. The Lord said, why are you crying out to me? Tell the sons of Israel to go forward. You know what happens? Here's my cliffhanger. Ready? The Lord will lead you to a certain point. When fear comes in, remember what I said? Fear comes in, and you start looking at your past, and it cripples you. And it stops you from going forward. You know that past. That one relationship should have never happened. That one. You know that one time that you shouldn't have did what you did that time. But it's just kind of staring at you right in your face. And what do I do? And you start crying out to God. And God's saying, why are you crying out to me? Just keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Why do you move forward? Because if you're to stay there, oh, the Egyptian is going to get you. Your deliverance wasn't at your breaking point. It was when he used the only thing that he had was his stick. When he lifts up his hands, that's when what was ahead of them that frightened them. You know why the Red Sea was so frightening to them? How many of you have been out to the ocean, you can't see straight to the bottom? Much less you can't see anything beneath the surface. What they were fearful of is not knowing what's ahead of them. So they got stuck. So God had to bring about deliverance to get them out of their past, but also the fear of the unknown. What is in your hand? You know that commercial? What is in your wallet? What's in your wallet? What's this? We're going to take up tithes and offering now. I'm playing. God, y'all looking like, what? Next week, I'm going to show you how God begins to do a new thing in the Israelites. Many people are now preaching on many different things concerning the post-resurrection. But before I teach you about the post-resurrection of Jesus Christ, let me tell you about the goodness of God and what he's already done to allow you to keep moving forward. Because once Jesus comes on the scene, it's a whole different story. But all in the Old Testament is a prelude and a foreshadow of what is to come. And we can look at these particular instances in the Bible where God delivers his people, and he does it without a visual man on the scene. He has to do it where we have to trust God. Amen? Say, stay tuned for next week. Fellas, I'm here to tell you that things are going to change. Things are going to change. Sometimes the changes look like it went from good to not so good to bad. But in reality, it's going from good to better. But the process to your better is the bad. This is the truth. Because before anything in your life gets better, it always gets worse. I don't want to lose my job. Really, God? I just got laid off. I was praying not to lose my job. You know how we do. We get a little bit on the but a duh side. Because we don't like how he does things. We don't. He could have took them right across. They would have had to fight the Philistines. They would have lost the battles there because they weren't ready to fight. They didn't know how to fight. So he said, no, I can't take them there because then they're going to say, you led me into my own slaughter. Watch next week as we continue on. and how they began to question the man they've witnessed do all these kind of miracles. And much less, when the Red Sea parts, they can see their other side. And they're still fearful. Still. Sure could. But it should have never went up. Should have never went up. That tells me, if I saw it go up, you're doing it, because what's this stick going to do? It's just a stick. And I've got the hoopties following me. But they went through. Amen? Amen. Stay tuned for next week. You can close it, Michael. You can cut off my...